So this is translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. Okay, translation. Devaki's father... Okay, I'll just read the whole thing. Devaki's father, King Devaka, was very much affectionate to his daughter. Therefore, while she and her husband were leaving home, he gave her a dowry of 400 elephants, nicely decorated with golden garlands. He also gave 10,000 horses, 1,800 chariots, and 200 very beautiful young maidservants, fully decorated with ornaments. This is purport by Prabhupada. The system of giving dowry to one's daughter has existed in Vedic civilization for a very long time. Even today, following the same system, a father who has money will give his daughter an opulent dowry. A daughter would never inherit the property of the father, and therefore an affectionate father during the marriage of his daughter would give her as much as possible. A dowry, therefore, is never legal according to the Vedic system. Here, of course, the gift offered as a dowry by Devaka and Devaki was not ordinary. Because Devaka was a king, he gave a dowry quite suitable to his royal position. Even an ordinary man, especially a high-class brahmana, kshatriya or vaishya, is supposed to give his daughter a liberal dowry. Immediately after the marriage, the daughter goes to her husband's house, and it is also a custom for the brother of the bride to accompany his sister and brother-in-law to exhibit affection for her. This system was followed by Kamsa. These are old customs in the society of Varnashram Dharma, which is now wrongly designated as Hindu. These long-standing customs are very nicely described here. Om Jnana Tirumandascha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshe Sunyavadi Pasatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So reading one more time, the translation. Wrong translation. Devaki's father, King Devaka, was very much affectionate to his daughter. Therefore, while she and her husband were leaving home, he gave her a dowry of 400 elephants, nicely decorated with golden garlands. He also gave 10,000 horses, 1,800 chariots, and 200 very beautiful young maidservants, fully decorated with ornaments. Okay, Hare Krishna, everyone. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I'd like to seek the blessings of the devotees present here today so that I can speak something. I'm speaking very short because we're doing this special Prabhupada class this week. So different devotees will be speaking. Today's a Brahmacharis days. So few devotees have volunteered very kindly to speak about today's class. So just briefly, I'd like to speak about today's purport and then I can speak a little about Prabhupada. So this is a very nice chapter we're reading from Bhagavatam. It's about the advent of Lord Krishna. And here is a story where Devaki is married off to Vasudev. And now Devaki is going back to the home of Vasudev. And this is a story where Kamsa, it's a ritual that the brother of the sister actually takes the married couple to the house. And this is what's happening, and there's a whole description that we'll be reading in the next few weeks, a few days coming up to this. So it's nice, it's mentioned that before Krishna appears in the material world, it's mentioned that Krishna, first of all, his entourage and his other associates will come first and then Krishna appears. And therefore, it's not just a leela that we hear. It's actually there's a tattva, there's a philosophical reason behind it. And even in our lives, before we actually try to make connection with Krishna, it's not possible without a devotee entering in our lives also. Just recently I was reading Bhagavatam, I came across this one terminology called Nitya Bada. Does anyone know what Nitya Bada means? It says eternally conditioned. When I read this, I was thinking, it's a bit like, it's not very nice to hear, like living entities in the material are eternally conditioned, which means that you're conditioned forever. So there's no hope for you to go back to Godhead, go back to Krishna. So I was a little bewildered, but then when I read Prabhupada's purport, he made a lot of nice clarification. He says that the reason why living entities known as Nitya Bada is because the living entities have been in the material world for a very long time. So long that no one knows when the living entities actually come here. Hence the terminology eternally liberated is given, eternally conditioned is given. And therefore, only by the mercy of pure devotees does the living entity have the opportunity to actually take up to the process of Krishna consciousness. And so, of course, this week is a very special festival we're celebrating, which is the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada. Shruti Prabhu yesterday was giving a class and he mentioned that this is actually one of the most important festivals in our Gaudiya Vaishnava calendar. Because if it wasn't for Prabhupada, we wouldn't be celebrating any of the festivals like that. And it's interesting, I always wondered, like generally we celebrate, devotees celebrate the disappearance days of the Vaishnavas more than the appearance, right? I mean, when it's someone's birthday, then you celebrate birthdays, but we don't do so much of that. We celebrate the disappearance. And then, you know, I was inquiring, why is it that we do this? And it was interesting because it says that when we celebrate the disappearance of a Vaishnava, that is a day when we come to know the glories of the devotees. And that's what we celebrate, the disappearance day. And this Sunday, of course, we're celebrating Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. And that's why we're having this festival during the week, speaking something about Prabhupada. So I'm going to speak just about a few minutes because we've got a few devotees who want to share their realization. So I'd like to say something about Prabhupada and my experience with Prabhupada. So a few days ago, actually yesterday, I was I generally like to use different experiments to present Krishna consciousness. So one way different experiments I use is illusion and magic. So yesterday I was showing some experiments to different devotees like Praveen Prabhu. He was very fascinated. Now he's going to try to use some of it in his preaching program as well. But it's interesting, we were discussing and saying that what is magic, and then we were discussing how in Bhagavatam 11th canto, Krishna gives description of mystic siddhis. In the 15th chapter, he says that there is 18 mystic siddhis that one can actually attain or actually aspire to get. And you know, it comes from like becoming smallest to the smallest. You can become the lightest of the lightest, heavier than heaviest. And so many, you can read people's mind. It says you can control hunger, thirst. These are the different mystic siddhis that you can actually achieve. So we were just discussing at the end of that chapter, Krishna actually concludes that a devotee doesn't aspire for any of these mystic siddhis. Because when he achieves bhakti, all of this mystic siddhi is available to him if he needs to use it in service, you know. And so we were just talking about how is this possible and what magic can devotees perform. That was one of the challenges I got yesterday when we were discussing this. And then I was just thinking, if we look at Prabhupada's life, what he achieved, Jai Shishi Radha Gokul Nanda Ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Gaur Nitai Ki, Jai. And when you look at Prabhupada's achievement, I think that's real magic. We hear that Prabhupada traveled around the world 12 times. He opened so many temples around the world. You know, you think, yeah, it's wonderful, but I recently, in the last few years, I have the great fortune of traveling with His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj, and I get to travel around with him, and it's amazing because I get to see different centers and temples that Prabhupada opened up. And it's nice to see how everyone around the world, at least when I was traveling in America, is hungry for Krishna consciousness. People are actually looking for Krishna, they just don't know who to turn to. And, you know, when we go there, we present our philosophy and everyone's is ecstatic. They're very happy. You know, they really look forward to this. you know, and amazing temples that Prabhupada opened up. I was so mesmerized. You know, we were in Chicago, wonderful temple they have, and one of the biggest thing that Prabhupada introduced was Rathyatras. You know, Rathyatra is so big, it's an opportunity for people to look at the form of the Lord, you know, and inquire about what is all this about. And so many Rathyatras we attended this year in America. Chicago, first time they had the first Rathyatra in downtown. You know, it's very rare to, you know, an opportunity to do Rathyatra in downtown. Very successful. In Toronto, they do a Rathyatra and it's a 2-day festival. You know, it's a huge procession they do. In Toronto, they do Rathyatra in one of the longest street in the world. It's called Long Street, and it's about 1,200 miles long, this street. It goes from one end of Canada to another end. And not that we do the Rathyatra for the whole street, just to clarify. Just towards the end of the street, to the east coast of Canada, we do the Rathyatra. The Rathyatra procession finishes, and then you have to go to an island for the festival. And so many people in Canada actually come to this festival. And when I promote, I tell, when I'm trying to promote this event to people, I say, oh, you guys coming to the festival? And they're like, what festival? It's like, oh, you don't know, this is the biggest festival in Canada. It only happens once a year. And they become even more inquisitive. And then they're like, oh yeah, wonderful. And then everyone would come, you know, and then so many people would take up to the opportunity of chanting. One of the biggest festival we attended this year is 4th of July, is the Independence Day in America. And it's amazing because devotees have an opportunity to perform Rathyatra on 4th day July parade. In Washington, they have the Capitol. It's like what we call our House of Commons or House of Lords or Parliament. And there they have this huge procession and devotees actually do Rathyatra and then it's live on TV. So everyone gets an opportunity to hear the holy name. And then we have our stand where we distribute books. One of the temples that I was very fascinated and mesmerized by was something called the Fisher Mansion. Anyone heard of the Fisher Mansion? It's a beautiful place. It's in Detroit. The mansion is beautiful, but surrounding is like a ghetto, so it's quite dangerous. So it's an interesting location. And Fisher Mansion is very amazing, absolutely so opulent. They've got so many different rooms, and Prabhupada's room is amazing. In the bathroom, in Prabhupada's bathroom, he's got like gold. He used to have gold taps, and everything was very, very opulent, you know, and amazing. Fisher Mansion was owned by a very rich businessman. He owned different car manufacturing production, and his house is amazing. It's near a canal, and this canal is connected to the house. So he used to have a boat which would connect to the canal, so he would have a parking situation where he can have his boat, his yacht, in the house itself. Of course, now they've covered up and it's a temple room, but it's a beautiful place, Fisher Mansion. We did a lot of prison program. A lot of inmates in America are very fascinated with the Krishna consciousness philosophy, you know. So it's amazing to see Prabhupada's magic work. I even earlier this year I was in I was distributing books in one of the universities in America, and I see two LAPD cops. And I was thinking, should I try to distribute a book? Because we're not supposed to do books on campus, but on undercover devotees do it. So then I thought, you know, what's the worst that could happen? You know, it's like, I'm only here for a few weeks, you know, I'm going to go back. They're going to deport me anyway. So I thought I'd try my best. I tried to distribute a book, and they were so open, you know, LAPD cops, you know, they say, yeah, you know, I'm looking into going into vegetarianism, veganism, and this philosophy is interesting. I gave them a book and I thought, shall I ask for a donation? And I asked for it, and they actually gave $5. Surprisingly. So it's quite fascinating. You know, it's magic. When you see Christian consciousness around the world, it's very magical. You know, so these are just little few stories I wanted to share about Prabhupada's miracles. But one thing I would like to do is, very recently I came across that, you know, Prabhupada is amazing. We hear that. But sometimes some people said, was Prabhupada actually predicted in the scriptures? You know, we talk about, you know, we make many statements and we give the resources, we give the source of where we get it from. And then very recently I attended a seminar by Chandramouli Maharaj, and it was on Founder Acharya. It's a popular seminar which was actually designed by, who's the devotee in Hawaii? Sureshwar Prabhu. So he actually gives three sources, a bona fide scriptural references where Prabhupada was actually predicted. You know, and it's quite fascinating. I just want to share with you these sources so you can use it for your own preaching purpose or for your own reference, and then I'll pass it on to other devotees who will be speaking for a few minutes. So the first source that I came across is from the Brahma Vivarta Purana, and this is a conversation between Ganga Devi and Krishna. So Ganga Devi is making a request, or she's asking a question to Krishna, and she goes, "Oh Lord, we can see that your pastimes are about to end and people are becoming more and more materialistic. You have been very merciful to us. After you leave, however, all the sinful people of Kaliyuga will bathe in our waters and we will become overwhelmed with sinful reactions." So now Krishna is replying. Smiling, the Lord replied, "Be patient. After 5,000 years, my mantra Upasaka, which means worship of the holy name, will appear in this world and spread the chanting of my holy name everywhere. Not only in Bharatvarsha, but also all around the world, people will chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." And then Krishna actually says that these pure devotees then will visit Bharatvarsh and purify your sinful reaction by bathing in your sacred waters. This period of worldwide chanting of Hare Krishna will continue for 10,000 years. So this is Krishna talking about how the Hare Krishna Mantra will spread all around the world to Mother Ganga. The second source that's mentioned is in the Chaitanya Mangal of Lord Chandas Thakur. And here, Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Narad Muni. And then this is Lord Chaitanya saying that with a powerful chopper of Nama Sankirtan, I will cut the hard knots of demonic desires from the hearts of everyone. And then he says, I will send Mora Senapati Bhakta. So Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is saying to Narad Muni, that I will send my military field commander to go there and deliver. So this is Lord Chaitanya actually talking about Srila Prabhupada, calling him Mora Senapati. And then this is just a Gaudiya Acharya prophecy. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur in one of his magazines saying, a personality, this is in 1885 he wrote this. He says, a personality will soon appear in order to preach the teachings of Sri Chaitanya and move unrestrictedly over the whole world with this message. So he wrote this in 1865, and Prabhupada was born in 1896. So this is a prediction that he was making. So it's nice that Prabhupada wasn't just an ordinary personality. He was actually an empowered personality by Krishna coming here to deliver the fallen Nitya Badas, basically. So I want to thank you for your attention. I hope that was something useful.